The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Michael Herzog, second hour of the National Intel Report. Yes, we must take America back, and hopefully this is a wake-up call, folks, towards the election this midterm, if they're not cheating like heck, okay? Or if they call them off because of the monkeypox or whatever, we take it back. We're going after these people. But anyway, getting back to Ray Epps, okay, he put his hand on Sean's shoulder and says, you have a bullhorn, you have a loud voice to get the word out. He was trying to place responsibility on Sean. He says, you need to tell people the plans. At 1 p.m., we are going inside the Capitol, whether Trump is done speaking or not. And what's interesting about that, folks, is 1 p.m. is real close to the time where, you know, that was Mike Pence's moment, right, to allow or disallow the electoral votes. Now, that's a story for another day, but we are leaving from here, and we will walk that way to the Capitol and through the front door that was near the corner of what I believe is Constitution Avenue and Ellipse Park. So Sean continues. He says, we continue on our way that day at the Trump rally, and as Trump was speaking, sure enough, a crowd was on its way down Constitution Avenue towards our nation's Capitol building. This was the beginning of a peaceful protest, or so I thought. At the Capitol, Ray Epps was whispering in Ryan Samsel's ear, egging him on to take down the barricade as seen on the video. I can tell you Ray Epps was inciting the crowd all day. Ray Epps was yelling to the crowd, push forward on the West Terrace. I heard Ray Epps on multiple occasions saying, we are going inside, even after peaceful protesters were met with police force on the West Terrace. Not once did my mother, my friend, or I pass the police line or continue into the Capitol building that day. However, I was attacked multiple times with rubber bullets and sprayed repeatedly directly in the face with various chemicals for speaking on my megaphone. My mother was also sprayed with multiple different chemicals in her face and shot with rubber bullets and pepper balls in her head for no reason. Capitol police were aiming for faces, leaving multiple people's faces riddled with holes, bleeding profusely. My friend was hit in the head with a concussion grenade, and it went off severely injuring him and cracking one of his teeth without warning or any provocation. It was clear that they wanted to severely injure people without any announced reason or any apparent provocation. I watched as Capitol Police beat unarmed women with batons. I watched a very petite woman pushed over by Capitol Police onto a sharp leg of a barricade that was on its side purposely and unwarranted. They wanted to hurt the vulnerable and the elderly. Everyone was asking, why are you doing this? They were out for blood. I remember walking back into the crowd to find my mother and hearing Ray Epps again yelling, keep going, push forward, and still pushing the idea that we were going inside. He even said, we knew this would happen. This is why we showed up. He was pushing the same metal sign in the same way that the DOJ had used to charge me with felony assault. We were trying to push it upright, not to harm anyone. Never did I expect the events to unfold as they did that day. Yet, cool, calm, and collected Ray Epps was still there directing others to remember the plan. The plan that he and his corrupt cronies had in place on a very specific timeline. Remember what I told you, 1 o'clock, folks. Seemingly, in order to stop the truth from coming out on the House floor as representation started to contest the election. Now imagine if our representatives had time to present the evidence in a constitutional debate on the House floor in front of millions on national television. I knew something was off. It was an ominous feeling, I know, shared by many patriots that day. I decided to leave early on, well before any breach in the police line actually occurred. Little did I know that the Capitol Police were already waving people inside the building on the east side. Now I am facing decades in prison. I'm up against the full weight of the DOJ, the DC gulag, a very biased court circuit, and the mainstream media lies with nothing but a court-appointed lawyer who seems to be working against me. I wish to put Ray Epps on the stand to answer the tough questions. Why is Ray Epps not in jail for inciting the crowd or obstruction of Congress or seditious conspiracy? Where is equal application of the law? Who was he there with? What were his motives, and who does he work for? Why did he keep repeating that we need to go inside not only the day before January 6th, but even after being met with police force outside the Capitol? Why am I being treated harshly and Ray Epps is free to go when he was clearly more involved in the events of January 6th? God bless America. Pray for justice. Pray for truth. Thank you for supporting my family during these hard times. Signed, Sean McHugh. Can you imagine that, folks? Challenge the big club that you're not in any way, shape, or form, whether it be political, judicial, or legislative, and the sledgehammer comes down. Just ask Alex, or Donald Trump now, or Sean McHugh, or hundreds of others still incarcerated over January 6th. Or play ball with the club members and or their affiliates, and guess what? Like Ray Epps, you get a free ride, or John Sullivan. Two-tiered justice, and they still scream, trust us. When does it end? And then, folks, then they add icing on the cake. This had a blacklisted news, thanks to Doug Owen, currently trending on the RBN website. The Inflation Reduction Act. There's more money going out the door, being printed up, going on the national debt. Okay, why are they hiring these agents to come after all that money they're printing out of your pocket? Inflation Reduction Act would make IRS among the largest agencies in government. By the way, the phone lines are open. 512-248-8252. Love to hear from you about Donald Trump, Alex Jones, anything that's on your mind. Give us a call. 512-248-8252. Yes, folks, tucked away in the hilariously named Inflation Reduction Act. That's how they tackle inflation, is by printing more money. The Inflation Reduction Act that Joe Manchin has been working on with Chucky Schumer is one significant bit of spending that has been mostly flying under the radar. And the measure would fund a massive expansion of the Internal Revenue Service to the tune of $80 billion. That's billion with a B, folks. And we're not using the word massive in hyperbolic fashion here. This money would go towards hiring an additional 87,000 employees for the detested agency, more than doubling its size of its workforce. As the Free Beacon points out this week. Now, I want to point out, 87,000 IRS agents to supposedly go after all those billionaires out there. How many billionaires are there on this planet, much less in this country? A couple of hundred, maybe? 87,000 IRS agents to go after a couple of hundred billionaires? I see. Yeah. So, we're talking about more than doubling the size of its workforce. It would also make the IRS larger in terms of manpower than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol combined, folks. And what do they plan to do with that many people? Do you really need me to tell you? Folks, if the Democrats have their way, and it looks like they're going to, one of the most detested federal agencies in the Internal Revenue Service will employ more bureaucrats than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and the Border Patrol combined. All right, let's put a pause on this. I'll continue with this in a moment. Let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How are you?
Fine. I had wanted to tell you that about these. I just had it right here on my screen. I lost it. But the 87,000 IRS agents that they're hiring, Biden is hiring.
Yeah.
They're going to have guns and bullets
Oh, I know that. But, yeah, I know. I did a report here a few months ago when the IRS was buying up the ammunition. Right. Yeah. So they're going to threaten you with guns if you don't, if you don't stand upside down and let them empty your pockets. Right. Yeah. Okay. Good point, though. Go ahead.
About how people have put in a resolution. And, sorry, I don't have it. I mean, I thought I wrote it down. I'll probably find it when the show's over. But anyway, the IRS cannot buy any ammunition. They can't even receive it from anybody in any way, shape, or form. Now, it hasn't got very far. It's just in the committee, Ways and Means Committee. But I think we ought to push that, with everybody we can.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, but the IRS, the CID division, Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS, does carry weapons. They have. But the administrative section, the lower echelon, GS-9s or whatever they are, they're administrative. They don't carry weapons. But in a criminal investigation, if the CID comes looking for you, they do carry guns. Joe Bannister was in the CID division. Remember him?
No, I didn't. I'm thinking that the main thing, and I might have read this somewhere, is that they're coming after the small businesses. And I remember where I was, they had this IRS trial, and I remember a guy named Alex Matos. He got 50,000 signatures for the IRS Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And they came after him. I mean, they SWAT teamed him, pinned him against the wall. He had about 6 heart attacks before it was all over, but it worked. I mean, they raided his house. They took off horse trailers full of papers and all that, but he had them all in a storage building somewhere. Mm-hmm. And he got his tax. Pardon?
No, I'm listening.
He got his Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And it actually worked for me one time because the whole thing is a political deal. I mean,
sure. That's
all it is. Remember when the Tea Party was they were coming after the Tea Party and we were watching it on TV?
Oh, yeah, Lois Lerner. Yeah. No. I mean, I followed these trials for 20 years. I'm talking about Irwin Schiff, Larkin Rose, Joe Bannister, Sherry Peel Jackson, Dick Sim Cannon. I mean, I followed closely all of these cases, and this is protocol for them. You know, they intimidate the heck out of you. They cause people to have heart attacks. Dick Sim Cannon died in prison over not withholding, which was not even – it's not even a mandatory for withholding. When you sign a withholding agreement when you go into an employer, it says request for voluntary withholding. But they tell you it's mandatory by their –
A law that never was. Bill Benson.
Yeah, right. Bill Benson. Well, there's Bill Benson, Jack Otto, there's – Fenner Goldsboro, there's Pete Hendrickson, there's a myriad. Irwin Schiff's one of many people have written books about this, you know. But that's a story for another day. Anyway, anything else you want to add? I've got my phone lines are loading up, Pat. So what else? You got anything else?
I just wanted to say, I had an experience like that. They had an IRS trial where I was, and one of our particular friends had donated money and been on the side of electing the sheriff. See, the sheriff, the real elected person. And I said, would you like to come down here and see this IRS trial? It's really, the judge is from out of town. The whole thing is rigged. But she said, oh, no, see this here store? They came in and they took half our store. We won't have a half of it left, so we'll just stay right here right now. Yeah, that's what they will do. I mean, who knows? If anybody could give them ammunition, if they could get that passed, making a law, and anybody that gave them ammunition would be guilty, they could be breaking the law.
Well, I just hope people don't start shooting back. All right, thanks for the call, Pete. I've got to move on, Pat. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Listen, I'm remember that first scene in Robin Hood? Where the sheriff of Nottingham is out collecting taxes and they're blinding people and putting out their eyes and taking away their daughters and stuff. That's exactly what this is coming to right here. But what can you hear me? Am I on?
Yeah, I hear you. You're good.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. I'm in my car. This place is a banana republic, and there is absolutely no way, because Mike, that we have so many of the individuals in the FBI, the Department of Justice, Clapper, Comey, you know, all those guys, McCabe, all those Jewish guys that were in there, that were part of this, that will go to jail if the Republicans take over. I mean, at least they'll incur some major
That's if we can get enough Republicans to grow a pair, even if we win. Okay, because typically, right. As you know, Peter, they don't do anything. They're pretty,
Exactly. They're barely protesting now.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But the point, here's the other point, though, going further than that. There's so many of these individuals, and, of course, the institutions themselves are in jeopardy if things were to really come out. The FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, those guys. The very institutions would be in question if people really knew what they did. And then you have the media, who was part and parcel of the steal of the election. Russiagate, everything else, silencing Trump and so on. And they've got their billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar empires that are on the line. What this boils down to, Michael, is that they will never, I'm telling you right now, they will not allow an election to take place in October just for the midterms because they don't want to face all this stuff, and they'll just turn it off. That's my prediction.
Peter, I'll take that under advisement, and unfortunately, and I will admit this, I have the same serious concerns about an election even happening. So,
They won't allow it to happen.
Yeah. And they've got so many cards up there. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's the whole point. There's so many people, big people, and the institutions themselves will really go down if there's a real investigation.
Yeah.
They won't allow it. And by the way, they'll never allow Trump, if he even gets elected with all the cheating, if he doesn't get indicted and disqualified, unfairly. But if he does win the election, and they'll never allow him to take the oath. They will murder him in a New York minute.
Yeah, sadly, I would have to, I have a tendency to agree with that. Anyway, thanks for the call. I appreciate your input, Pete. Okay.
Thank you.
Keep all those cards and letters coming, buddy. All right, thanks. Let's go to JR in Georgia. JR, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind, bud?
Thank you for taking my call, Michael. If we allow ourselves to rattle our brains a little bit and remember back during the Obama era, Obama made a statement in regards to a civilian security force outside of the United States military. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
That's exactly what's being fulfilled by Biden at this particular point in time. They're not creating a new agency, but they're increasing the number of employees at the federal level and weaponizing them. We can anticipate that what's going to happen in the year of 2023, there's going to be a full onslaught of the federal government attempting to depress small business owners throughout this country. Because you know as well as I do, small business owners are the heart and blood of this country.
Mm-hmm.
From 5 employees to 50, they're the heart and blood. Not everybody works for Amazon.
Well, that
the
fits
war
part
is on against middle class America.
Yeah, that fits part and parcel with stakeholder capitalism, which means that if you're on board with the government's narrative, they'll give you perks and cut you a break and whatever. But if you're not, just like the guys, the scientists that weren't about climate change, they got their funding cut off, they got their grants cut off. Okay, if you're not about the vaccines, they vilify you or they take your license away or whatever. So if you're not a stakeholder capitalist like these Fortune 500 companies, then you're going down like the small businesses. We got to go to a break. If you got anything else, JR, I'll hold you over. Be back at 3. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around. More to come.
Is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Yes, living in the USA. It's becoming more exciting every day. Wow, I made a rhyme. How about that? JR, are you still with me?
Yes, sir, I am. I'll just make one more quick comment.
Go ahead.
The American people were not going to wake up. They've had 2.5 years to wake up. They're not going to. There are a few of us, and not many of us, probably less than 30%, who disregard the mask mandates, who disregard the vaccination mandate. But we are in small numbers compared to the rest of the country. The American people are not going to wake up until they are absolutely in pain, real pain. And I'm talking about pain like the depression pain. They're not going to wake up. They got their phones, their laptops, their desktops. They got their streaming. I've already seen an article today where people are actually going back to these TV antennas. But America's not going to wake up until it's too late.
They're well, JR, I think you'll agree with me. It's too easy for them to stay asleep. They don't want to let go of the idea that their government is benevolent and would never hurt them. That's their problem. Once you let go of that and you realize the government is not out to help you, the government is out to fleece you. And in this case now, with the vaccines and so forth, they're out to kill you, basically. But anyway, thanks for the call, JR. I appreciate your input. It's a little bit pessimistic there, unfortunately, to a large degree, I agree with you. You know, I've been doing this now for 17 years, and I've had my moments, but I wish to heck that I would have woken up a lot more people than I have, JR.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for your time.
You bet. Let's go to, I guess, one of the hosts on the Fifth Dimension Show, or the host of the Fifth Dimension Show on the weekend, Captain Fred. You're on with Michael. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. I really have been enjoying your show. And there's a lot about this IRS agent thing that really gets me to think that maybe this is just more fear-mongering. For one thing, I don't know if you've ever hired people before, but hiring 87,000 people and putting them to work when there's already how many people in the IRS are still working from home? How many people in the federal government are still working?
Well, the first question is how many people in the IRS actually work? I mean, they go to school, or they go to work with a tie on every day, and they sit in their office, and they look important, but how many of them actually work? They draw their paychecks, but, you know. Go ahead.
Well, I think that probably the biggest single factor for the IRS collecting anything is the fear factor. I mean, everybody is so afraid of the IRS that they're not going to cheat on their tax. And now, with the announcement that 87,000 more agents are going to be enforcing, you know, Joe Blow from sheltering $50 from his cash account, I think is ridiculous. This is more fear-mongering, Mike. I mean, you know, they fear-mongered everybody into COVID. They had everybody locked down, and now they're threatening everybody with the IRS. I mean, how much lower can they go?
Well, it certainly would make a lot of people's sphincter muscle pucker, you know. I mean, but if you start putting a pencil to it and you realize, they're on TV, well, we're going after the billionaires. Well, there's only a couple hundred maybe in the United States, you know, which is what the IRS has jurisdiction over. So what's the other, 86,800 of them for? and not to mention
That's
the
my
fact
point.
Yeah, how long does it take to train these clowns, right? I mean, have you ever read the Internal Revenue Service manual, Captain Fred? Have you ever read it?
Oh.
I mean,
I was audited about 25 years ago. And basically, the auditors are working from their office someplace, and they were. Now they're working at home, probably. But 87,000 new agents are only going to be negotiating payoffs from threats to be audited. I don't see how 87,000 agents could ever be implemented.
Well, look, here's the deal. I mean, and I agree with you. You know, 99.5% of their entire protocol for collecting taxes is intimidation. That's what it is. They
right.
scare the heck. You know, I can tell you a story about a meeting I had with the IRS way back in 1995, right? Where I walk in there, I was in my car on my way to Indianapolis from Fort Wayne, and I got a telephone call, and it was an IRS agent. And she says, "Is this Mr. Herzog?" And I said, "Yes, it is." She said, "This is so-and-so with the IRS. We want you in here now." And I said, "Well, that's impossible. I can't do that because I'm halfway to Indianapolis." She said, "Well, then you get in here first thing tomorrow morning." I said, "Okay." So I went in there the next morning, took a witness with me, and I went in and sat down, and this lady is standing with her back to me, never said a word. One of her cohorts pointed me to a seat, and she turns around and shoves a badge, and I'm not kidding you, she shoves a badge right in my face as she starts screaming at me. She says, "Are you ready to file your returns and pay your taxes today?" And I calmly opened my briefcase, threw out the Internal Revenue Service code, and I said, "As soon as you show me the law that says I'm supposed to..." You'd have thought I'd dropped a turd in her punch bowl. We got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Captain Fred's on. I'll bring up Laura in Michigan. If you got some more to add, I'll keep you on, Fred. But I'm going to bring up Laura after the break as well.
So I'll let you go, Mike. I enjoy the show. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy. All right. We'll be right back.
To Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To change the world, starting with one step. However small, first step is hardest of all.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. I was listening to that song. Yeah, to change the world starts with one step. Outstanding, Mikey. You're giving me some great lead-in music today. I love that. All right, and anybody that wants me to continue with the story that I started with Captain Fred, I'd be happy to do that. But let's first go to Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind, girl?
Hi, Michael. I was going to say, the best story I ever heard about how the IRS can railroad you, it's by David Duke. He tells the story. He was in prison for tax evasion, and while he was in prison, he got a refund check for $6,000.
Yeah. That, he told his
inmates, I deserve to be in here. I'm that, you know, that stupid.
But it reminds me, you know, I mentioned to the audience that I'd be happy to finish off that story that I started with Captain Fred, but it fits part and parcel kind of what you just said, because when I went into the IRS that day, they called me in because I filed what they considered to be a frivolous return, and I was following Irwin Schiff's zero return, and I had filed them for 1994 and 1995, and I rebutted the frivolous return of $500 at the time. Now it's $5,000. And they sent me a check back for the 1994, and she started asked me about frivolous returns, and after I'd given her the IRS code book, and I said, show me the law, she was dumbfounded. And then I said, no, by the way, she's, well, this is a frivolous return. I said, well, the IRS doesn't think so, because here's the check. I showed it to her. And the fact is, Lord, they didn't know what to do. And, you know, the guy that pointed me to the seat, you know, the guy that showed me where to sit before she turned around and shoved a badge in my face. This guy was about 6'4", and he looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he was there. He never said a word the whole time I was there. He just sat there looking really intimidating. So she got up and went back. Yeah, she went up. She got up, walked out of the room, probably like a car salesman, going back to the manager to find out what to say. In the meantime, the guy's sitting there not saying a word, and I looked over at him. By the way, my witness was over in the corner just cowering like nobody's business. He kept saying, oh, I file my returns. I file my returns. He wanted to make sure they knew that. But anyway, I look at this guy. I look at this guy who looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I said, did they send you to school to look intimidating? Because if they do, it ain't working. You better go back. And that's a true story. That's a true story. I told him that right to his face. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
So,
okay, all right.
Was that all?
I can't tell a story.
No, but I can relate to that, because they're all bark. You know, administratively, they harass the heck out of people. But when I threw the code out at her, they don't even have an Internal Revenue Service code in their office. If you ask them to show you the code, they don't have one. And when you put a code out in front of them, they don't even know where to look.
Yeah.
And in their Internal Revenue Service manual, it says under their, I think it's under their mission statement, maybe it'll say, our tax system is based on the taxpayer's belief in the system. Well, the question is, what happens if you don't believe it? You know,
yeah, and that's, believe, and they're right. That's right. I'm not a believer.
They make a believer out of you by propagandizing you from cradle to grave by saying the only thing true in this life is death and taxes, right? Okay, no. Death is true, but taxes aren't. But anyway, that's a story for another day. I appreciate the call. Anything else you want to add, Laura?
Okay. No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, babe. All right. Bye-bye. Anyway, getting back to this, folks, I wanted to mention that under the I love the way they title this. You know, like the Patriot Act. Oh, if you're a patriot, you'll go along with this. Well, it's the exact opposite. That's why everything is with these people. But under the, and this is what it is, the inflation reduction. How are you going to reduce inflation by hiring 87,000 new agents and putting out an inflation reduction bill that's, a $1 trillion or something like that, and they print up the money out of thin air, right? Throw it on the national debt. You know, they're the first one to spend it. And everything else, there's more money in the system, so that means the cost of goods goes up, but it's inflation reduction, all right? Anyway, it was negotiated by Senator Joe Manchin. The agency is going to receive $80 billion in funding to hire as many as 87,000 additional employees. Now, Captain Fred, you could be right. Okay, it could be complete BS. I don't know. But the increase would more than double the size of the IRS workforce, which currently has 78,661 full-time staffers. Now, that's according to federal data. And the additional IRS funding is integral to the Democrats' reconciliation package. A Congressional Budget Office analysis found the hiring of new IRS agents would result in more than 200... I love the way these guys figure this out, right? Well, the hiring of these agents would result in more than $200 billion in additional revenue for the federal government over the next decade.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Well, has anybody ever broke down the salary of a GS-9... or maybe it's a GS-11, I'm not sure, IRS agent and the training and all that stuff they go through, $200 billion over the next 10 years. 87,000 agents probably would take up most of it. So, you know, as far as Captain Fred is talking about, I have a tendency to agree with him that it's just a bunch of BS to, you know, sphincter muscle pucker everybody. But on the one hand, but on number two, you know, if you do the math on this, it really doesn't even make any sense. So let's see. And then it says, it goes on to say $200 billion in additional revenue for the federal government over the next decade. More than half of that funding is specifically earmarked for quote, enforcement. I wonder if that means ammunition. Meaning tax audits and other responsibilities such as digital asset monitoring. And that's another issue, because if we go to digital, all right, think about that. Oh, yeah, you don't want to pay? They flip a button and turn your money off. Let's go to Bill in Wyoming. Bill, you're on with Michael. You got something to add? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you know, whenever, every time somebody talks about how they're printing more money, my head tries to explode, because that just simply is not the way things are done. The Congress authorizes this. This is in both the federal, the secrets of the Federal Reserve and the creature from Jekyll Island. So it's completely documented how this works. The bottom line is Congress approves the printing of currency, which is done by the Bureau of Engraving. It's not done by the Federal Reserve Board, which is a private corporation that has nothing to do with the federal government. What the federal government does is it sells that currency at cost to the federal, to the Fed when in time comes that they want to put some of it out in the market. And the Fed loans it back to them at face value at interest.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's where the national debt comes from. The only problem is that since they're not putting out all of this new currency, I mean, this $6 trillion worth of QE that the Fed just gave to the stock markets so they could buy their stock back and drive their valuations to the moon, wasn't never turned into cash. It was all done on paperwork and bonds and such. Okay.
Well, okay.
The bottom line is that we have a situation where we are becoming very deflationary on the currency level while we're being extremely inflationary on the bonds and non-existent money side of things. And this is eventually going to come back and bite us if we don't get the 70% of the American currency that circulates outside the United States back in the United States. The money is going to turn into gold. Currency is going to turn into gold because there won't be enough of it for us to actually do business with. Now, we could exacerbate this very easily by simply insisting on paying the IRS in cash. If they have to accept it in cash, which they do, it says it's the right of money, that's legal tender, they have to accept the payments in cash. Okay, so all we have to do is insist on paying the IRS in cash, and we're going to get these people tied up like a pretzel.
Well,
because
there won't be
enough currency to do that.
I appreciate that. That's a great thought. But let me remind you, it's a big club and we're not in it. And it's all, a big game and we're not in that either. But anyway, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. My phone line's loading up, so I got to let you go, Bill. But anyway, let's go to Mern, Wisconsin. Murray, you're on with Michael. How are you, girl?
Oh, hi, Michael. Yeah, hi. It's the same big club they hit you over the head with all day.
Good thought. All right.
From Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter's Tea Party keeps popping in my mind. But I can't help but wonder if this isn't, besides the fear-mongering thing, it's some sort of numerological signal sending to somebody somewhere. Because they have 78,000 already, and they're adding 87,000.
I know, and if you break that down to how many there are in each individual state, you know, it's like it's almost, and this is a bit of an exaggeration, it was almost like you're going to have an IRS agent hanging out having coffee in your small business, right, every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, how many small businesses are there in the state of Wisconsin? Do you know?
No.
No? Oh, okay. You should find that out. Find that out. Break down how many total agents there are, you know, in Wisconsin per square mile or per county, and figure out how many agents would be, you know, hanging out at the local, Starbucks or McDonald's or whatever. I don't, you know, or it's anybody that's not in the, the capital thing. You know, it's the, what's the word I use? I forgot the name. Okay, stakeholder. There we go. Stakeholder. If you're not a stakeholder capitalist, if you're a small business owner, there's going to be an IRS agent hanging out in your domain every day. So
and
there
the
you go.
Stakeholders make me think of vampires standing over them with a stake, right?
Well, that's a good analogy. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway,
wait,
anything?
You know, something a little more serious. Dr. Dolores Cahill, that no one really plays that much. Jeff Rintz plays the first few minutes of it on another forum today. I was saying, what are they going to do with all these agents if they're real? Are they going to shake down the corpses? Because
they're going to pay them all.
Anyone that's taken one mRNA shot is going to be dead within 3 to 5 years.
Really? That's probably on their application. Have you been vaccinated? If so, you're disqualified. Never mind. I'm just throwing a joke out there. It was only funny to me.
I know. You have to laugh because it's so insane.
I know. Well, look who's running the government, for crying out loud. I mean, seriously, Merrick Garland.
Can we please call him his real name? It's Garfinkel.
Simon and Garfinkel. Okay. All right. Good enough. Yeah, I'll take that. Anything else you want to add, Mer?
That's it. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Thanks, honey. I appreciate the call. Let's go to John in Oklahoma. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
On the Liberty Beacon today, they're reporting that a Delta Force unit struck a shipment of the firearms that were bought, we'll just say early, due to our cyber military units, intercepted from two senators and the head of the IRS. They intercepted an entire truck of 250,000 SIG Sauer P229 pistols and 180,000 rounds and seized it because they had surveilled it for days, if not weeks, because it was bought before the bill was passed.
Okay.
And,
geographically, where are we talking? Where did they seize this, John?
It was in Maryland, I believe.
Okay. And the Liberty Beacon.
The article is on the Liberty Beacon, which is one of your RBN's hosts' websites that I call into him regularly.
Roger Landry, right? Is that Roger Landry?
Yes, Roger Landry.
Yeah. Okay.
His paper, that digital paper, is reporting that it was confirmed to a general, and then, of course, Delta Force, you know, their commander is not identified, but it was confirmed that they did seize a truckload of weapons before they ever got to the IRS. So there are white hats still active.
Oh, okay. So the destination was to the IRS.
Yes, sir. Okay. According to the article that I read this morning, it happened, and this is tying into this Mar-a-Lago. This happened at 2 a.m. The morning before the Mar-a-Lago. And that makes me wonder if it's not tit for tat to try and counteract the news.
Could be. I don't know. But the question is, a Sig Sauer, first of all, I'm not all that gun savvy. I own a couple of guns, three, actually four. But a Sig Sauer, that's a pistol, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It was 250,000 pistols crated from the factory.
250,000 people. Wait a minute. 250,000 pistols for 67,000 or 87,000.
That's what the article says. Yes.
Okay. No, I'm just 250,000 pistols for 87 plus 78, 87 15, 160,000, 250,000. So that means that they figure there's going to be 100,000 pistols that are either damaged or broken when they try to teach them how to shoot, I guess. I don't know.
That was exactly where I was going with that. You're going to give a bunch of people that don't know firearms, you're going to break a few.
Well, now, and we also have to add into the equation, John, we have to add into the equation that they have to be unvaccinated with no myocarditis or any neurological problems, right? That's number one, okay? And they have to be wokies, number two. They have to, you know, so where are they going to find 87,000 people in this country that, you know, are gun enthusiasts that aren't vaccinated, right?
Exactly.
Also, Captain Fritz probably right. I don't know.
as Mr. John Moore says, I am an unvaccinated pure blood. So, you know, these people out there that think that they're in control of something, they're sadly mistaken because there are way. I live in southeastern Oklahoma. I actually live on a Choctaw Indian reservation.
Okay.
And so my grandfather was Choctaw. My mom married a German immigrant. His family came into Oklahoma as an immigrant, and they were farmers in western Oklahoma, so I got the best of both worlds where I'm at. And you get a different look on life when you kind of start to see the people that stand and the people that live in the big city. His family immigrated through Pennsylvania and northern New York. I have a large family in northern New York that I've never actually met, but I talked to on, you know, social medias, and a lot of them have moved to the mountains because they see exactly what they ran from in the 40s. And so there are white hats out there. I don't want the listeners to think that it's doom and gloom. There are white hats out there. It's going to get nasty. These people are not going to give up easy.
Oh,
and
no question.
I'm afraid that they're going to pull some nasty, nasty things. One of the things that some of my friends and I have been talking about, do you remember the lost suitcase nukes from the 80s? Yeah, I was born in 66, so I'm a little older. But do you remember the lost suitcase nukes from Russia that just kind of disappeared? There were, 56 of them or 57 of them?
Yes, vaguely.
What if that's one of their, they did this and they did that? We don't know. It's going to get nasty before it gets better. And that's all I wanted to let the listeners know, is that there are white hats fighting for us, but be ready for anything.
All right, John, appreciate the call. I appreciate your input, buddy.
Hey, thank you, sir. Hey, keep up the good work.
Thank you. All right, well, let me close this show out. You know what, folks? Look, the question is, what does this all mean? All right, what's happening with it? And Captain Fred, thank you very much for that input, because when the show's over, I'm going to start doing the math on this, because you're probably right, buddy. Anyway, this bill is not going to reduce inflation. We already know that. Right, the bill's not going to change the environment. The bill's going to add, supposedly, Captain Fred, I'm thinking of you as I say this, supposedly, allegedly, is going to add 87,000 new IRS agents to, harass their political opponents, right? The bill will raise taxes significantly on the working Americans, which I've got a chart that I'm probably not going to get to today about how much, we're going after the billionaires. No, they're not. They're going after us. Well, the people that pay. Anyway. The bill will hasten the destruction of the United States. The Democrats are destroying our way of life right before our eyes. And guess what, folks? They don't care. They all applauded after passing this galling monstrosity, oblivious to its consequences. That's because they're too stupid to know. And they passed this during a recession with a 9.1% inflation just months away from election. Now, what does that tell us, okay? Does that tell us that, they're not really worried about the midterms? I mean, does that tell us that the fix is in? Because if it doesn't tell us that the fix is in, after that, they just raided, I laugh, but it's not funny, they raided Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, okay? If they don't have a fix in and the Republicans win, if they grow a set, okay, these people are in serious trouble. So did they raid Trump's home as a Hail Mary attempt to dissuade voters from voting Republican? I mean, you decide. It's two-tiered justice while they knock down the Patriots one by one and bust us. That's what it is, folks. Think about that, okay? And then, you've got there was a chart that was put up. I don't even have it now. I didn't put it down there. I couldn't copy it. I was going to read it to you. But they're talking about, it's only for the billionaires that don't pay their taxes. That's what Sleepy Joe's talking about before he nods off, right? But on the other side of that coin, you got this, the charts are up there on the I think there's four or five different categories of, if you make so much money to so much money, you have to pay so much of a percentage in income tax. Then if it goes up and you make over that amount of money, you got to pay so much more in income tax. Well, according to the breakdown of it, there's four different categories. Everybody's going to get hit with it. So in doing the math, which is what I intend to do, Captain Fred, when I get through with this show today, I'm going to break this down, and I'm going to figure out 87,000 new agents, if they're GS-9s, how much they pay. I think they get, if I remember correctly, it's about $100,000 a year. I looked it up once. And I was trying to figure it out, but my computer wasn't big enough. You know how you only get so many numbers in there, folks, and then you can't, you know, there's no more in there and it doesn't come out right. So 87,000 agents supposedly going to collect $200 billion over 10 years. The way these people are spending money, you know, $200 billion in their coffers is going to be like, you know, going to a Starbucks to get a, you know, a muffin and coffee, for crying out loud, in our coffers. So $200 billion over 10 years' time with 87,000 new agents added on to the 76,000 or whatever it is. It just doesn't add up. So I'm going to have to put a pencil to this and figure out exactly what they're doing. And I probably figure out that they don't know what they're doing. But you know, if you look at it from that respect, you know that I shouldn't sit down and waste my time anyway, because we already figured out they don't know what they're doing. Just ask Captain Fred. I'm sorry, folks. You know, by the way, did I tell you I'm traveling? I'm not in my general locale today. I'm actually visiting the great state of Texas with a couple of friends of mine that have been long-time IRS. No, they've been long-time RBN listeners, and having a great time. I actually drove into San Antonio the other day just to check it out and see if it's possible I might want to even Uber there at some point in time. I'm not sure. But anyway, getting back to this. So let's see. There was one other thing I wanted to cover here. But guess what? I can't find it. Oh, that's not it. Give me a second here, folks. Let's see if I can. Oh, I guess I can't pull it up. I'm not even on my computer, so I don't even know where to look. So anyway, let's see. No, I don't want to do that. I'm looking on the computer here. But, you know, with all this stuff that's going on, I'll close it out with this. Trump's Mar-a-Lago Palace, if you've ever seen a picture of it, it's absolutely gorgeous. It looks like a theme park, actually. It got raided yesterday. They broke into his safe and found nothing in it. I mean, you know, all they would have had to do is call him up on the phone and say, you know, we want to look in your safe. And Donald Trump said, okay, go ahead. You know, you've got that. That's the one side of the justice system. Then you've got Alex Jones that got found guilty by default because he supposedly didn't supply in the deposition or whatever they want, what they wanted, which was a lie, and they did supply it. Then they found him, the judge found him guilty and turns around and says, well, we're going to find out how guilty financially you are. All right. And then they hit him with $4.5 million in damages and then another $40 million in punitive damages, right? And it's not over because those are, I think it was just three plaintiffs of the, 12 or 14? I don't know how many there are, but the bottom line is this is going to go on for years and they're trying their best to break this guy. Why? They don't want him on the air. Why? As bombastic as he is, and everybody knows, I'm not a fond individual of Alex Jones. I've had several run-ins with him over the years, along with John Statmiller. But at the end of the day, he does bring forth a lot of good information. So I give him credit for that. And I have empathy for him for what he's going through. And by the way, I saw him, some of these YouTube clips, I was watching him at the trial. The guy doesn't look good. You know, he's not holding himself together very well. I can understand with the pressure he's under. End of another show, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next show, which I think is Jeff Bennett. Anyway, see you same time, same station next week, and stay out of trouble. Bye for now.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.